So going weiter in the Sugya of Machteres, so most of you were working through the Gemara this morning that we read in Shir yesterday. It is very challenging Gemara. A couple of guys just asked me about this Rashi, the Elokim, Rashi Dibur Maskel Elokim, that it's a very difficult read what exactly Rashi is talking about. So just in the context of the Gemara, let's just quickly chazer over what happened over here. Just a basic rough sketch, a rough outline of the Gemara. I was just teaching this Gemara today to the high school students. I have stuff on the board. The Mishnah tells us that if he breaks my storm door on his way out, if he breaks something in the machteris, he breaks something in the house while he's robbing the house, so then he's potter from that. That's the Mishnah. That's clear. That's pashut. There's nothing to argue about. If he's ein lo dami. If he's an ein lo dami, if he's someone that I'm allowed to kill, and he breaks something in the house, then he's potter. Chiddush of Rava, not only if he... And I put it in logical order, even though the Gemara's order, it then moves on to Rav, and then backs into Rava, but let's go in logical order. Rava's chiddush is, not only that, if he took my camera out of the house, and he had it out of the house for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a year, whatever, and then by the time we catch him, it's already broken, it's gone, it's he threw it in the river or something, he would still be putting. That even in that case, he'd be putter. Even though there's a moment, or many moments even, outside of my house where he still had it, and he could have returned it, still, now he doesn't have it, he's putter. That's Rav's chiddush. Rav goes a step beyond that. That even if he still has it, he took my camera, he still has it, we see him, he's got it, it's right there, it's still working, I say, please give that back to me, it's not yours, it's mine. He can say, no, now it's mine because I purchased it with my blood. The fact that when I took this originally, you could have killed me means that I am currently the owner. So on that line where the Gemara says that Rav even goes so far as to say, Va'elokim, Amar Rav afilu natal, where even if you took it and you still have it, that Rav would still say, you're going to be pater if you're an Ein Lo Damim. So the Gemara proves that from the Hayesh Lo Damim V'net and Suchayiv. The Gemara proves that from the halacha of ones. And the halacha of ones is essentially that whenever a complete freak accident happens, whoever takes the hit from that happening, the financial loss from a freak accident happening, is the owner. It's a good sign of who the owner is. Meaning, if right now, we're stuck in a dungeon here, but right now there's a lightning storm outside, which for all we know, there could be, right? So there's a lightning storm outside, and, you know, my electric blue car draws in the lightning bolts for some reason. It attracts the lightning. It's a magnet for the lightning, and it gets hit by lightning. So can I ask you, can you guys please reimburse me for the car? You know, my car got hit by lightning. Don't you owe me money? The answer is obviously you don't owe me money. Why don't you owe me money? It's got nothing to do with you. It was a complete accident. It happened to my car. Okay, tough luck on me. Thank God I have insurance. But it's obviously my issue. Whenever there's an onus that happens, it's always going to be my issue. It's always going to be the owner's issue. Not only that, if let's say you wanted to hang out in my car, let's say you were tired and needed to take a nap, so you're looking for the most luxurious and comfortable place, so I tell you, electric blue Toyota Corolla, super comfortable. Here, go sleep in my car. So you take the keys and you go and you sleep in my car. And while you sleep in the car, it gets hit by a bolt of lightning. Doesn't even wake you up. It doesn't bother you. But now my car is damaged. Right? So are you going to be chayv to pay me? Logically, should you be chayv to pay me for that? That's got nothing to do with you. It was my car. Lightning hit it. I'm the owner. I'm the one that takes the loss. The fact that you take a loss from an onus happening is an indication of ownership. So the Gemara says, take a look at what the halacha is when someone steals something and an onus happens. If you're stam a pickpocket, let's say you take out of my pocket my wallet, right? So you took my wallet out of my pocket, then an onus happens. A tornado hits, and like you can't hold on to it, and it's gone. The wallet's gone. So are you chayiv to pay for it? The halacha is, yes, the pickpocket is still chayiv to pay for it. Must be, that's a raya, the fact that he's chayiv to pay for it, that when someone steals something, they become the owner. If you're chayiv to pay for an ones, it must mean you're the owner, because only the owner pays for an ones. Only the owner takes a financial loss from an ones. That's what the Gemara's attempted raya is. So you see that even when a guy is not going to be chayiv to pay, when he's an ein lo damim, and therefore he's going to be potter from any payments, but you see he's the owner. Because a ganav is always the owner. When you steal something, you become the owner. Then the Gemara's answer is, no. When you steal something, you don't become the owner. When you steal something, you become chayv in onsim. That assumption that we made, that being chayv in onsim equals ownership, is not true. You could be chayv in onsim and be, for instance, a shoel. Shoel is also chayv in onsim. So that's not, it doesn't mean he's the owner. Sometimes something that the Torah gives you. The Torah makes you chayiv in things even that are freak accidents sometimes when the Torah is really mad at you, like you're a ganav. But it doesn't mean that you're the owner. So on that raya, that attempted raya of v'elukim, where the Gemara says v'elukim amrava filu natal, so says Rashi, it's a very challenging Rashi, so I just want to read it together with you. Says Rashi, v'elukim shvua. Elukim is just a lashon of shvua. Oh my God, or you know, by God. Amar Rav de Pater, Rav would say your Pater, vafilu isnuhu, even if you still have my camera. V'taima mehacha, and the reason is as follows. Now it's going to explain this whole raya that we have with the ones. The reason that your Pater is as follows. Dahaim yeshlo damim, if we're dealing with stamaganov, who you have no right to kill, a pickpocketer, let's say, or an avalaben, it's all the same. Someone that you don't have a right to kill, someone who's just stamaganov, he's never going to hurt you. Kigon avalaben, demodebuhu rav de lo kana. Even Rav would be moda by an avalaben that he has to return whatever he takes. Even Rav, who goes the furthest in saying that even if he took your camera and he still has it, he doesn't have to return it. That's only by other people who might kill you. But if it's an aval ben, if it's someone who's yesh lo damim, everyone would agree. That's the Mishnah. Everyone would agree that he's going to be chayef to return it in that case. That's what it means by lo kana. Lo kana doesn't mean that he's not the owner, because Azrab, we're trying to make the point that he is the owner. So we're saying lo kana means over here that you're going to have to return it. So it's also a strange thing. I am the owner, but I need to return it. I own this right now. The way the Torah tells me is if I steal something, I own it, but I have a chiv of hashava. I have a chiv to return it. So a separate mitzvah hashava, mitzvah to return it. Yeah?
You're saying the reason a ganav isn't kona because of the dumb kanidu?
Ah. No, the reason he doesn't have to return it is because of the dumb kanidu.
Because he wasn't kona if he was dumb. In the case of yesh lo
damim. When it's a case of yesh lo damim, right? So then he's kona it stam, because he's a ganav. That's what the Gemara thinks, that he would be kona it stam. That has nothing to do with Bedam Kaninu. He's kona it. When you're a ganav, you own it.
So is that kinin of a ganav, is that equal to the kinin of Bedam Kaninu? Or are
there
two separate?
You don't even need Bedam Kaninu. We're saying that you're kona even without dam.
So it's higher then.
Right. Bedam Kaninu gives you an additional patur that you don't even have to return it. I mean, a regular ganav, you own it, but you have a chiv to return it. Bedam kaninu, Rav would say, at this stage in the Gemara, or Rav would say at every stage, that bedam kaninu would tell me that not only do I own it, I don't even need to return it. I own it because I stole it. I don't need to return it because at the time that I stole it, I was chayv misa. That's bedam kaninu.
Why is that different than just being connected to
ganav? Because then I have a chiv to return it. Even though I own it right now, I have the chiv to return it. What does it mean I own it right now? If it gets hit by lightning, I still have to pay for it. So that's excuse me. So says the Gemara, so even Rav is moda that when it's a regular ganav, lo kana, meaning he has to return it. V'chayev lahachzir. He needs to return an achrekein. Amrinan da'afilu nen suminei. And then we say that even if an ones happens, mishabo'u l'reshuso, chayiv lahachzir d'mehen. If an ones happens from the moment after I stole it, I will have to return the money. Alma lo amrin pikadon avagabe. If I'm going to be chayiv in an ones, that indicates that it's not just a pikadon. I'm not just watching it. That indicates that I am the owner, right? Va'avdu l'baylim, and it is lost to the original owner. It's mine now. Ella amrinon b'rishu sohein. We say that it's the ganav's now. Va'avdulo, and it's lost to the original owner. So hachanami. So in the case where you were a threat to kill the guy, also linyanein lo damim. In a case where you have someone who would have killed you, a baba machteres, afal pi deisnehu. Even though the item is still here, amrinan lav pikadoninu. We say it is not a pikadon. Elibur shuso uba achriyuso kaimi. It belongs to the ganav. What would be the only reason that you would have to return it? A mitzvah sashava, a chiyuv, an onesh, something like that. But who owns it? The ganav owns it. Now, if you own it, and the only possible reason you have to return it is because Beis Din is trying to punish you, so what's the halacha when Beis Din is trying to punish you but you're already chayiv misa? Rabine, so you're patur from the punishment of having to return it. So that's what Rashi, that's how Rashi is explaining the Raya of the Gemara. And essentially, there are two halachas over here. They sound similar, but at least in that stage of the Gemara, before the Gemara rejects that Raya, the Gemara believes that there are two halachas of why you would have to return a stolen object. One, how you would think I would have to return it because it's not mine. Gemara says it's not true. At this point in the Gemara, Gemara thinks it is mine. I own it. That would never be the reason that I have to return it, according to Rav. I would not have to return it because it's not mine. It is mine. What would be the only reason I have to return it? They're trying to punish me for stealing it. I have a chiv hashava, mitzvah hashava, whatever you want to call it. As a punishment for stealing it, I have to pay it back. Ah, that I could get out of if I have a kamele bedrabine. If I was chayv something else. The fact that it's not mine, if it weren't mine, I can't get out of it. It's not mine. I gotta give it to who it belongs to. So that's why Rav holds, it is mine. The only reason I would ever have to return it is an onesh, but I'm already getting a much worse onesh, so you can't punish me. Rava would say, and the Gemara's maskana is, it sounds like, it's not mine. I'm like a shoel. Yeah, I'm chayv and onsim, but not because it's mine. I'm like a shoel. I don't have to return it because you're punishing me that I have to return it. I have to return it because it's simply I'm holding on to something that doesn't belong to me. So I'm holding on to something that doesn't belong to me. I've got to give it back to who it does belong to. That pasha, that's the difference between Rav and Rava, the way Rashi explains. That's the machlokas Rav and Rava. When a ganav steals something, does it become his, or is he just stam a shomer on it? That is the. That's just covering something we did from yesterday. Now I wanted to spend time discussing the two again in much bigger picture. When someone's bab machteres, and over here the nitty gritty is some sugyas like the Gemara is easy, and when you try to get bigger picture and bring rayas back and forth, it gets more challenging. This Gemara is the reverse; it's like a backwards Gemara. The actual Gemara is very, very challenging. Just to figure out what's going on line by line. When you look at the big picture issues, it's a little bit easier. So I want to look at a bigger picture issue, but in order to really understand the rayas, it's going to be important to see a lot of Gemaras. So maybe. We'll do it like this. We're not going to read all the Gemara inside now, but we'll read those Gemaras that are pertinent to what I'm trying to prove, one way or the other. The big picture issue I want to discuss is as follows. When we have a heter to kill somebody, when you have a license to kill, someone is found b'machteres and he's a threat to your life and you can kill him, or someone is chasing after someone to kill them. You see Reuven chasing after Shimon and he's going to kill Shimon, that you're allowed to kill Reuven. That heter to kill, so we raised the issue yesterday, is that a din that you're allowed to give an onesh, that you're administering a punishment the same way Beis Din administers a punishment? Or is that a din in Hatzalah? It's a chiv Hatzalah. It's not about onesh. You're trying to save the life of somebody. And you have a chiv to save somebody's life. And in the case of Bab Machteres, you try to save your own life. But it's a din Hatzalah. You're doing it to save yourself. You're not doing it b'toras onesh. So I saw in the back of the Masif that they have a thing called Otzer Iyunim, which is like these long 30-page essays on sugyas. So he's got a long section on this issue, where he goes through various rayas, one way or the other. So what he does essentially is he comes with five rayas, five indications in the Gemara that the Ikar Din is a din of Hatzalah, that it's not a din of Onesh, but then another five rayas on the other side. That it's a din of onesh. So if we're fully satisfied after we go through all 10 rayas, we will see that we have a stira. We'll be fully satisfied that there is a stira, and then we will need to figure out what exactly is this din that you're allowed to kill somebody. Is it a din of hatzal or is it a din of onesh? So, number one, the first raya that it would be a din of hatzal and not a din of onesh is a din in the Gemara and Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, if you look at the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, toward the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, about 15 lines before the end of the page, maybe 13 lines before the end of the page, He Hasra Aso is the first words on the line. Okay, you do not have to have seen the Gemara leading up to it to understand it. It's like a brand new statement. Amar Rav Huna, Katan Arodev, Nitin Latzila Benafsho. If you have a child chasing after somebody to kill them, and the child is actually capable of using lethal force, so nitan latzila benafsho, you're allowed to kill the katan to save the life of the other person. The Gemara says, "Kusav rodef enotzar chasra loshon gadol loshon katan." we must be assuming that there's no hasra necessary for a rodev, because a katan is not a bar hasra. You can't give him hasra. So wait a second, just right there, katan or rodev. What does that tell you? Is it a din of onesh or a din of hatzala? Hatzala. How do you know? Katan is lav bar onshin. He's not chayv any onesh in the Torah. So right off the bat, very clear Gemara that it's a din of hatzala. The Yad Rama on the spot says, V'yafal gav de katan lav bar onshin hu. Lav mishum chiyuva didehu de katalei, elo mishum hatzala dehech. Yad Rama is explicit. It's not chiyuva didehu. Aye, how could you kill a katan? He's just a kid. No, I'm not killing him, because of his chiyuv, because he did an aveira, and I'm trying to give him an onesh. Hatzala! It's a din hatzala, purely. That's raya number one. Says Reb Chaim, in the Grach al Rambam, in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph Halachatas, the Gemara says, on Ayin Dalid Amar Aleph, the Gemara tells us, toward the top, Ditanya, third line from the top. I'm sorry, even before that. First line, Abai Yomar, B'yachla Atzil Be'echon Me'evarav, makes an Ukimta in a particular case, that the case is where yachla hatzil be'echad me'evarav, and that's why you're not allowed to kill the person. Meaning, it's talking about a case of a rodef. It's not talking about trying to kill over there, but it's talking about a case of a rodef. And the Gemara says explicitly, if you have the ability to be matzil be'echad me'evarav, which means to stop them by taking them out in the legs, something like that, then you must take them out by the legs. You can't actually kill them. Here you have a case, someone's chasing after someone else to kill them, and you could have stopped them without killing them, just by shooting them in the leg, and you didn't, you decided to kill them anyway, then you'd be chayv misa for that, because then you're stopping a murderer. You could have stopped him and you didn't stop. So what does that tell you? Again, it tells you it's a din hatzala. How does it tell you it's a din hatzala, not a din onesh? How do you see that as a raya? What's Reb Chaim's raya? If it was din onesh, what's the onesh for? What? For being a rodef. Is he less of a rodef if I happen to have a good angle and I'm able to shoot him in the leg? He's every bit the same rodef if I could shoot him in the head or I could shoot him in the leg. His aveira is the same. That didn't change. What changes if I have an angle where I'm able to shoot him in the leg? My ability to save the potential victim. That's all that changed. So you see very clearly, this is a din hatzala, not a din of onesh. Yeah? That's a further chakira. But let's assume for now the person, the victim. Let's assume now the victim, not the rodef himself.
Can you say that
reason again? Yeah. The Gemara says that if you have the Gemara says explicitly on Ayin Dalet, if you have the ability to take out one of the limbs of the person instead of killing the person, you have to take out one of the limbs, and you're a murderer if you kill him, right? Now, what changes just because I have the ability to take out one of the limbs? His crime is still the same. His Avera is still the same. He's a Rodev. If the fact that I'm killing him is a din of Onesh, the Onesh shouldn't change just because I'm able to hit him in the leg. The onesh for his crime should be the same exact onesh. He's committing the same crime. Why should that change? Just because I happen to have good enough aim that I could hit him in the leg. That shouldn't change the onesh. Does Beis Din ever say, you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Chayiv Skila, but we think we could stop you from being Mechal Shabbos anymore if we just give you a stern warning and a good talking to? You know, Beis Din doesn't do that. They still kill him because that's an onesh. An onesh, you get punished for what crime you did. But if the whole thing is just about saving the victim, so then of course if I could shoot him in the leg, I should save the victim. And if I could just give him a stern talking to, I should do that. Then I shouldn't even shoot him in the leg. Whatever you could do to stop it. If I could just scream and that would stop it, so scream. You don't have to, there's no din of killing him. The din is do whatever you can to save. And whatever you can. You could kill if that's all you can do. But if you have other ways to save, so din atzala, you do whatever you can. So that's raya number two. Raya number three. The Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Top of Ayin Gimel Mlalf. Ve'elu hein shematzilu nosan benafshan. The following people you're allowed to save by killing them. Harodef achar chaveru lahargo. Okay, very clear. Someone killing, Reuven's chasing after Shimon to kill him. Va'achar azachar. A male chasing another male to commit a homosexual act on him. He's going to rape him. So you're allowed to kill the aggressor. Va'achar hanara hamurasa. If a girl is a nara hamurasa, she's betrothed to a man and she's between 12 and 12 and a half years old, and someone's trying to rape her, you're allowed to kill the person. We'll get to why not later. You know, in a couple of weeks probably. Now, if someone sleeps with the zachar, what's the chiv? What's the punishment for sleeping with the zachar? I'm not mistaken, it's chiv karis. Right? It's not a chiv skila. There's no mitzvah based in it. It's mitzvah karis. So if we were to, let's say he already slept with the male, and we brought him to court, we brought him to Beis Din, what would Beis Din do? Maybe they'd give him Malkus, but they certainly wouldn't kill him. Can't kill him. Bitoras Onesh? We don't do anything to someone who commits one of these arayos. This kind of arayos. Onesh? We don't do that. But if the din of Hatzalah, the din of Rodef, is a din of Hatzalah, of just saving the victim from being raped, so then I understand why I'm allowed to kill him. So this is raya number three, that it can't be an onesh. Because if it were an onesh, we're being way too strict. The onesh for this guy should just be kares. It shouldn't be anything in Beis Din. So that's raya number three. Raya number four brings us back to Beis Din Beis. Quotes here, I didn't get a chance to look this one up, so I have to be honest about that one. The Abir Agra, he quotes, L'choshen Mishpat Simin Shin Pei Ches Sif Katan Ayin Dalid. You gotta take a look, make sure it's there. Let's say the Rodef has no idea that he's a Rodef. Meaning he doesn't know that he's actually putting someone's life in danger by what he's doing. He has no clue. Not a bardas or whatever. He has no idea that what he's doing is dangerous to somebody. He doesn't know that somebody's there as he's driving his car dangerously or whatever. He has no idea. So, can you kill him? So, the Gra points out, it's a Beferish Gemara. Look at the bottom of Ayin Beis Din Beis Din, and we're going to spend a good deal of time, B'li Neder, on this Gemara. It's an unbelievably important Gemara, La Halacha. Right after where we read before, we said Katan Rodef, right? So Katan at least knows what he's doing. Says the Gemara, Eisver of Chisal Rav Huna, Yatsa Rosho E Noginbo. L'fishen Doch Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. Let's say a woman is in labor, and the baby comes out. The baby's head comes out, and the doctor says, "We got to kill the baby or kill the mother. They can't both survive." Meaning, not kill the mother. If we don't kill the mother will die. The baby will end up, the birth, going through this birth, will kill the mother. So what do? Do you kill the baby and let the mother live? Or do you let nature take its course and the mother will die? Mela. So what do? So says the Gemara, once the baby's head is out, we can't commit murder and kill that baby. Frek the Gemara of Amai! Rodefu! Baby's a Rodef. Why can't you kill the baby? He's the one that's threatening his mother's life. Does the baby have any idea that he's threatening his mother's life? Maybe he has no clue. And yet, we still consider him a Rodef. So the Gemara says, no, in the end of the day, we don't consider him a Rodef. The Gemara says, Mishamaya karadfila. That happened min hashamayim. That was a situation she was put in by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you have to ask yourself, is that which way is that really a raya? I mean, from the way the Gemara phrases the question, it sounds like, it's a clear raya that we consider even someone who has no idea what they're about to do, what they're doing, we consider them a rodef. But maybe that's goof of the Gemara's answer, is that he has no clue what he's doing, and therefore he's not the rodef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this situation. But I think what the Gemara is going to say is as follows. Let's first say what the raya is. assuming the Gemara's question, that Rodev who? What do you see? Someone has no idea that he's a Rodev, and you're allowed to kill him. By Onesh, is that true? If someone has no idea that he even did an Avera. What's what is that called on Shabbos? When someone's Mechal Shabbos, has no idea that he's in Mechal Shabbos? Misasik, at best. Nothing. Misasik. You just happen to lift up your hand and your sleeve catches the light or something. You're not chayv for anything. So if it's Din Onesh, he has no idea. Of course he's going to be pater. But if it's Din Hatzala, Lemaisa, at the end of the day, someone's life is being threatened here, so we got to stop that and we have to therefore kill him. Right, that's the Raya. Question is that the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, Mishamayah Karatvila, maybe the Gemara is saying, no, of course the baby's not a Rodev because he has no Kavanah. He's not doing it. God is doing it. But the Grum might tell you that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara is saying, Mishamayah Karatvila, is that Hashem made this situation. The Gemara is not saying that the baby has no intention. Having no intention to be a Rodev doesn't mean you're Ice Rodev. You're still a Rodev. Even if you have no intention. The Gemara is saying is that he's not even doing it. Hashem's pushing him out. The baby's not even doing anything. It's Mashal Ma'adavar Doma, like the famous Reb Chaim, where he discusses the Lamdas in Yahar Gval Yavar. We'll get to it later in the year, also Blin Eder, where if let's say someone says, I'm going to take you and I'm going to throw you on top of a baby to kill the baby. So are you the Rodev? Are you the murderer? Are you the Rotzeach? No, who's the Rotzeach? The guy who's doing the throwing. What's the person who's being thrown? He's a weapon. He's the murder weapon. He has no part in it. He's not the one doing the Aveira. Over here, the baby's not even doing the Maisa. Hashem's shoving the baby out of the mother and causing the danger to the mother. Mishamayah Karadfila. That's what the Gemara means to say. But as long as you're doing the Maisa, even if you're an infant who has no clue what you're doing, sounds from the Gemara, you can still be a Rodev. How could you still be Rodev if Rodev is a din in Onesh? So it must be Rodev is not a din in Onesh. Rodev is a din in Hatzalah. That is Raya number 4, I think it is. Similarly, the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Kuf Yud Zayin, discusses the following case. Someone brings his donkey innocently onto a boat. And because the donkey is so heavy, the boat is going to drown and everyone's going to die. The guy has no idea. He's just walking, you know, whistling, has no idea. He's just walking along with his donkey and he's about to go on the boat. And for some reason, the only way to stop him is by killing him.
The guy.
I don't know how. I didn't figure out such a mitzvah. The only way to, because if you kill the donkey, Peter's going to be after you and whatever. I don't know. The only way to stop him is by killing the guy. Because, whatever. For whatever reason, it's the only way to stop. So the Gemara says, then you can kill him because he's a Rodev. But he has no kavana whatsoever to be Rodev. Elamai, Rodev is not a din of Onesh. Doesn't matter whether he has kavana. Rodev is a din of Hatzalah. Now, the Gemara then goes on and I in Bezam Bez over here. Take a look at the next few lines after that. The Gemara tells us, "Neimu misayele, rodev shayu rodev acher chaveru lahorgo." You see one guy chasing another guy to kill him. Omer lo, so you say, "Re'ei sheYisrael hu uben brishu." You should know the guy you're about to kill. He's a Jew. The Torah Amra, and you should know the Torah says, "Shofech dam ha'adam be'adam damo yishafech." That someone who kills another person is going to be chayiv misa for killing another person. Important maritz chayis over there. Where's that pasuk? Shovek dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. So it's in Parshas Noach, right? Is that where we learn that you're not allowed to murder somebody? There are other pasukim that tell us that you're chayiv misa for murdering somebody, like, you know, Los Yitzach. So of all the pasukim to quote, there are plenty of pasukim that talk about murder in the Torah. Why would the Torah Gemara quote this pasuk? Okay, it's a side topic. Gemara's Chiyus raises that question. So Amar Torah, Atzel Domo Shalzeh, but Domo Shalzeh. So the Torah says, you save this guy with the other guy. Now the Gemara has a whole back and forth over here, where the Gemara has the Gemara says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Amar Chaverin Sar Chasrael Fishlon Chasrael Laf Kamishol Gemesin. I mean, what the Gemara was asking is why do you have to, how could you possibly have to give Hasra even a katan as a din of a rodev? So how could you say that he's only a rodev? You give Hasra, you need to give Hasra to a rodev. You can't give Hasra to a katan. What do you do to the infant baby? Listen, this is a Jewish woman that you're coming out of that you're going to kill. It's ridiculous. There's no such din of Hasra. So obviously, there's a machlokas whether that you need hasra'ah, for whether a rodev gets hasra'ah or doesn't get hasra'ah. So leman diyamar that a rodev does get hasra'ah, that very much makes it sound like it's a din of onesh, right? If he gets hasra'ah. Leman diyamar that a rodev does not get hasra'ah.
Doesn't matter his age,
right? Then certainly a baby, a katan, whatever. The marsha al atar on the spot ayin beis on beis writes, why do you have to say Yisrael who, so that they, why do you have to warn him so that the guy shouldn't be able to say shogig hayisi? What does that tell you? That a rodev who has a taina of shogig hayisi would have a taina, you shouldn't have killed me. If he was able to talk after he's dead, he'd have a taina. Look, I was a shogig. You have no right to kill me. So what do you see? The shogeg, apparently, according to the Marsha, is not a rodev. So raya against what we just said. We just brought a raya from the fact that the katan is called a rodev, that the baby's called a rodev, that when you have no kavana whatsoever, that you are a rodev. But if you hold that you need some sort of hasra'ah, then mistama you're holding that you do need some sort of kavana in order to be a rodev. That if you're a shogeg, then you're not going to be a rodev. All right, let's bring raya number five. Raya number five is as follows. The gra also, same spot. Let's say a person is rodev begrama. I'm not going to actually kill you, but I'm going to do something that's going to get you killed. Can you kill me? What would be such an example of rodev begrama? Shulchan Aruch Chash Mishpat Shin Pei Ches Sifyu discusses the case of Mesira. Familiar with the sugya of Mesira? Syria is the government is looking for somebody, you know, for some Jewish blood, or for somebody who committed crimes, you know, let's say the tax evasion or whatever else, and it's an unjust government, so they don't punish tax evasion with penalties and jail time or whatever like we do in this country. It's an unjust government, they're going to kill. So the halach is there's a din of Mesira whenever the punishment is either when the punishment is worse for Jews than it is for non-Jews, or when the punishment so clearly doesn't fit the crime. Where the punishment is something that's very, very clearly unbelievably out of whack. So a lot of people are going crazy with the whole thing with, what's his name, with Rabashkin. You know, you saw ads in all the newspapers, you know, that this is, that we have a pidyon shvuyim, we gotta be pulled to the, an American government, pidyon shvuyim, where do you have here such a thing? People were saying, what kind of, he committed a crime, right? Elamai, what's the teretz? Why were all these rabbanim saying it's pidyon shvuyim? Because they were convinced, based on five attorney generals, that the punishment didn't fit the crime. That people who did similar crimes got much less, and he got it much worse. If the punishment doesn't fit the crime, it becomes pidyon shvuyim. Does it have to be the top priority in tzedakah? If he's, you know, if his life isn't in danger and you have other people who didn't do anything wrong and who, you know, it doesn't have to be the top priority in tzedakah, but it is a din of pidyon shvuyim. That's similarly by Mesira. So you're not allowed to maser to a government when, even if someone did something wrong, you're not allowed to maser them to the government if the punishment is going to be so out of whack with the crime. So let's say the government is looking for someone who didn't pay their land taxes or something. And I have a cousin who was very makbid to pay his housekeeper and his babysitter on the books. Always pays everything with taxes and whatever, costs him twice as much money, three times as much money, because he's got to find someone who's legally here first to pay on the books. And at his son's bar mitzvah, he said he's been audited. He as part of his bar mitzvah speech, he said he was audited by the IRS twice. Because how many people pay on the books that you're going to find enough people to audit? So they audited him twice. So he said that the last time the auditor came, he told the auditor, this is what he said at the bar mitzvah in a room of 300 people. He said, last time the auditor came, I told the auditor, listen, you don't need me. You know that I'm clean. You don't have to, don't hack me, don't bother me. Just come to my son's bar mitzvah. There will be 300 people there who all pay off the books, and you'll be able to go and you'll find 300 people. And he saw everyone in the room like looking around. Like, you know. So he didn't really tell me. But doing such a thing would be mesira. If they would kill, if they would kill the person, that would definitely be mesira. It might be mesira, but they wouldn't kill, even if it's a punishment. But let's assume for sure that they're going to kill. So you're a rodef. You're a rodef if you master them. Now they're going to kill the person. It's definitely a rodef, right? But am I doing anything? They just said, who's evading taxes? And I say, Mr. Cohn. That's it. I didn't do anything. I just said Mr. Cohn. So that's a rodef. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can kill someone who masters. He's not doing anything. By an onesh, you never have that. By an onesh, if you murder begrama, you're not going to be chayv misa. But if it's din hatsala, so then of course you're going to have it. Then of course there's going to be a din that you have to save. You have to save the person's life. So those are five rayas, that it's a din of hatsala and not a din of onesh. On the flip side, we have a number of rayas that it's a din of onesh. Actually, before we even get to the flip side, he quotes over here the Afike Yam, who says that last raya may be talui on the nature of the din of rodef when it comes to mesira. Explain as follows: the Mordechai Maseches Bava Kama writes that the reason that mesira is considered an act of redifa, of trying to kill someone, and the reason I'm chayiv for mesira, the reason that you can kill a moser is because he's a rodef, and that's what it says in Shuvas Maimonios also, that it's a din of rodef. He's coming to kill someone begrama, so it's a din of rodef. If that's the case, then this is a glot good raya. Nothing wrong with that, right? It's a very strong raya that a rodef is not a din of onesh, that it's a din of hatsala. However, that goes Maimonios in Hilchos Gneva Perek Tes Halacha Tes writes that the reason you kill a maser, someone who masers somebody, is as follows. Just like we find by a Baba Machteris, that he's called a rodef. Because we have a chazaka that eino da mamerat smal mamono, that a person would never watch you steal his money and just let it happen, and therefore if there's going to be an encounter, the ganav is prepared to kill. And the Torah says that if someone is prepared to kill you, you can kill them first. That same reason is shaykh by someone who masters somebody. Because the master knows, the one who's mastering his friends knows, that the person he's trying to master is not just going to stand there and let the government take his money. They're going to first try to confiscate his field or his money or whatever. He knows that the guy's not going to stand there. And he says to himself, if he's going to try to stop me, I'm going to kill him. Meaning, when I want to master my friend Reuven, let's say. So Reuven's going to... I know that Reuven is not going to allow me to master him. He's going to try to stop me. And if he tries to stop me, I'm going to have to kill him. Memela, I'm a rodev. It's the same svara for Bab Machteres. It's not classical rodev, it's Bab Machteres. And that's a chiddush akra. That by Bab Machteres, you have a din of rodev. So if that's the din, it's not necessarily a raya that it's a din in... that it's a din in Hatzalah. It could be that it's a din of onesh. It's just part of the chiddush hakrav, Baba Machteres. Because it's exactly the same lamdas, that he's not going to just stand idly by and let it happen. He's going to try to stop it, and then I'm prepared to kill him if he does try to stop it. So anyway, but at the end of the day, it seems that there are at least four, perhaps five rayos, that this is a din of Hatzalah, not a din of onesh. But Hashem, tomorrow, maybe we'll go through some of the other rayas, that it's a din of onesh, and we'll go through some of the approaches to how to deal with it. But before, meaning in Seder time, just to guide your Seder, get through the Gemara. Just read through the Gemara first. Focus on Gemara Rashi, get through that Gemara, and we'll be bringing in a lot of these Gemaras that you see, but more important than any of the other Mar Makomos is the Gemara. Okay, if anyone has time for a 10-minute halacha, we'll do that.